Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What would be your reaction if your preacher were to refer to members of the church you attend as reprobate silver? That is certainly an unusual expression, but it is how Jeremiah referred to the children of God in his day. God appointed Jeremiah as an assayer and a refiner of the nation. His duty was to ascertain if the Israelites were living in the way God had directed through Moses and the prophets. Jeremiah reached the following conclusion about the Jews. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows they burned. The lead is consumed in the fire. The founder melts in vain. For the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver men shall call them, because the Lord has rejected them. Jeremiah 6:27-30. J.A. Thompson from the University of Melbourne in Australia has written a very scholarly commentary on the book of Jeremiah. Dr. Thompson comments on the refining process Jeremiah had in mind. The ancient metallurgical processes is described in these verses. When lead was placed in a crucible with silver ore and heated, the lead became oxidized and served as a flux to collect impurities. The bellows blew fiercely to give a high temperature, but out of the heat came only lead, copper, and iron. The ore was so impure that the whole procedure failed. The alloys were not removed, and the silver, if there was any, was not recovered. Pages 266 and 267. In a similar way, Jeremiah knew that his duty was like that of a refiner of silver. His work as a prophet had not removed the impurities from the nation and produced the pure silver. You may remember that Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament, used the same metaphor in speaking of the coming of John the Baptist. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Malachi 3:1-3. Tragically, the preaching of men like Jeremiah did not cleanse the nation of its impurities. After the people of Israel had heard the preaching of the great prophets of God, there was still wickedness among them. Jeremiah commented, "Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord has rejected them." Jeremiah 6:30. The word reprobate in the King James Version literally means rejected. In fact, most versions use the word rejected instead of the word reprobate. The English Standard Version translates the verse, "Rejected silver they are called, for the Lord has rejected them." The New Testament uses the same metaphor in speaking of those who have been tried in the fire of persecution and suffering. The Apostle Peter wrote of salvation to be revealed at the last time. He then commented, "Wherein, that is in the salvation, you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through various trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 1:5-7. The word reprobate in the Greek means the same as the Hebrew word. It means one who has been tried and rejected. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.